Around the city itself, traffic is moving along well. I'll just remind you of that Arriva Trains Northern cancellation. That's the 807 Scunthorpe to Sheffield. That's the 807 Scunthorpe to Sheffield Arriva Trains Northern service. If you spotted anything else on the roads, do give me a call on the Jam Dodger line. It's 0114 256 1212.
Online at bbc.co.uk/Radio Sheffield. BBC Radio Sheffield. It's your voice.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Friday the 24th of August. BBC Radio Sheffield Breakfast with Jeremy Buxton and Jill Womersley. And the news headlines this morning. A further attempt is made to save Hatfield Main Colliery from closure. Three children from South Yorkshire feature in a national report about child poverty, and time runs out for the Sheffield Egg Box.
BBC Radio Sheffield News now with Lindsay Warburton.
Good morning. Another attempt to save Hatfield Main Colliery near Doncaster is being made today. The Coal Authority has advertised for buyers in the Financial Times, but as Ian Jowett reports, time is running out to save the jobs of more than 200 miners.
The government is paying £50,000 a week to keep the pit in working order or care and maintenance. But that arrangement expires after a month, and if a buyer hasn't been found by then, the colliery will be sealed. Today's advertisement is seen by many as Hatfield's last chance, but local MPs are still holding talks with council and business leaders in Doncaster to find a way out of the predicament. They're still waiting to see if the American energy company Enron follows up its interest in the colliery.
Three young people from South Yorkshire are featured in a new report highlighting child poverty in the United Kingdom. Their experiences are included in the report from Barnardo's, which claims that one in three children in the UK are living in poverty. It says that the government has promised to eradicate child poverty by 2020. The TUC has called for an extra three bank holidays a year to help British workers keep up with their counterparts in the European Union. Britain has eight bank holidays a year, while others in the EU enjoy an average of 11. The employers' organisation, the CBI, says extra bank holidays would make the UK less productive in an increasingly competitive global economy. The cosmetic surgery industry is facing calls for tougher regulations today after a GP from Wakefield who performed botched liposuction operations was struck off the medical register. Dr. Thomas Norton, who performed surgery at a number of private clinics, including one in Sheffield, carried out the procedure despite having no formal training in surgery. Dr. Norton was yesterday found guilty of serious professional misconduct following his treatment of three patients in the early 90s. A campaigner for the Conservative leadership contender, Ian Duncan-Smith, has been sacked after being linked with the British National Party. Edgar Griffin's son leads the BNP and his wife is also a member of the far-right party. Mr. Duncan-Smith said BNP infiltrators wouldn't be tolerated in the Conservative Party, but the former Tory minister, Philip Oppenheim, said the situation showed that Mr. Duncan-Smith appealed to the wrong sort of people.
I think the issue is it will worry a little bit of people, worry people a little bit, because at the fringes of the Duncan Smith campaign, you do seem to attract some rather off-the-wall characters, and I think this particular case is indicative of that.
Gloucestershire police have criticised a decision by the Attorney General to allow a television documentary to broadcast extracts of police interviews with the serial killer Fred West. The programme will be shown on Channel 5 in the autumn. Police in Sheffield are appealing for witnesses to an accident after the driver and passenger in one of the cars ran off. It happened on Richmond Road in Richmond yesterday lunchtime when a white Vauxhall Astra hit a blue Fiat Brava which was turning into Richmond Farm Mews. Before the accident, the white car was seen driven at high speeds on the wrong side of the road. After the collision, the driver and passenger from the white car ran off. The 60-year-old driver of the Fiat Brava escaped serious injury, but both cars were written off. Sheffield's Town Hall Extension building closes today. The so-called Egg Box building near the Peace Gardens is due to be demolished next month, John Donison reports.
The Sheffield Town Hall Extension was built in the 1970s. Since then, it's attracted criticism for its appearance and from some employees who work there. But today marks the end of the controversial Egg Box, so named because of its shape. It closes at the end of business before being demolished in just over a week's time to make way for a redevelopment of the area. As well as the building, the basement car park